Hello, hello, it's Paula Middleton from Manchester in the UK. I hope you are well. I wanted to have a little chat with you today about confidence and whether or not it is a personal preference to be confident or whether it's something that we kind of learn along the way. There's a lot that I've explored around confidence because those that know me that have known me for quite a while will know that I've not always been the most confident person. I've been chatting with my two eldest kids earlier about confidence, and my 11-year-old daughter actually, well, she's just turned 12, but she's quite loud in the way that she talks in the house, and I always have to say to her, it's inside voice now, inside voice. And she said to me before, she said, I think I do that because I'm with a group of friends that I don't feel always listen to me. And so I need to be louder so that they can hear me talk, so that they actually pay attention to me. And I thought, wow. Because that is so similar to how I was with my group of friends at her age. I went through high school and I had lots of different groups of friends. But what I did, I didn't speak louder. I actually got quieter and I just didn't speak in large groups. And I think part of the reason that was is, I mean, there's all sorts of things that happen throughout our lives. In childhood, I believe, is a big factor when it comes to how we are as adults as well. But during school, there was a few things. I was never outright bullied, I guess, but there were a few little things that could be considered as verging on bullying. And because of those things, I think it knocked my confidence at that time. And when you're an adolescent, you're going through so many changes. Life can be tough being an adolescent. And I think I found that to be the case for sure. So I carried on being quiet into my adult years, and then had mental health issues that I had to face, which is related to what we're talking about today in the confidence thing, in the confidence issue. But it's not something that I'm going to go into in any great detail. So when I was at high school, I was always the quiet one. When I was in a small group of one or two other people, I would be myself and I would be as loud as anyone else, as funny as anyone else. And it was just in larger groups, I just could not bring myself to say the things that I was thinking. And that continued, to be fair, into college, when I went to college. And then I had a year's break and I went to work. I worked full time, but I also had a breakdown at that time, which was really difficult. But then after that year and after I was well again, I went away to university and I actually moved away, which was a big deal for me because I'd not really been on my own. I'd always stayed at home, and moving away was a nerve-wracking experience, but I felt the confidence to be able to do that. In the first year at university, I stayed in halls of residence. I don't know if anyone listening has stayed in halls of residence. If you have, please comment, let me know your experiences. And for the most part, it was fantastic. But there was a group of girls there was a group of girls on the first floor that I didn't know very well. They weren't my kind of people. They listened to different music than I did, and they used to start saying nasty comments. And if we were out in the same places, which would happen rarely, they would come over and start, you know, just being really bitchy, I guess is the word. And then that started to knock my confidence again, and I went back. I, looking back on this and reflecting, I actually went back to being that 13, 12-year-old kid that was never listened to in my group of friends or didn't speak loud enough. And I went back to being that person, I think, in some ways. And I actually went really quiet again. And it knocked my confidence again. But in university, you have to do public speaking. I did a dissertation with someone that was a complete stranger, and we were doing a study on fear of crime, because what I was studying at university, sorry, was psychology and criminology. My dissertation was a comparison of the perceptions of crime at sort of an inner city area, which is where I live, although I'm not in the centre of the city, and a suburban area in Derbyshire. And myself and a girl from Derbyshire were doing these studies. We were doing the same things, and we were asking the same questions. We were going to people's houses and interviewing people. You got to have confidence to do that. So when I look back on these things, I think I did have confidence. It's just that certain situations would mean that I didn't feel confident in that situation. And to be fair, with my daughter telling me what she's told me, that she gets louder, I said to her, you know, you just keep doing that. Keep doing that. But don't do it at home. Use your inside voice here. But with her not seeing her friends as often, I think during the lockdown, I think she's kind of realised, yes, I am quite loud. It was so funny, but she said, it's because I'm in such a big group of people, I want to be heard. And I'm like, yes, you do want to be heard, girl. Yes, you do. So you keep that up. So I'm kind of proud of her in a way. Even though she's so loud at home occasionally. But I want her, and I want all of my children, to have much more confidence than I appeared to have at their age. Because I felt confident in certain situations, but not others. But I do, on the other hand, on reflection of that as well, I think it depends what situations we're in. Because as we're teenagers, we're going through so many new experiences that we're not necessarily sure how we should be handling them. And it's about going through those things that you learn how to handle a certain situation. I do believe when I was that age, I don't know what you guys think, how you were as a teenager. And I was easily led as a teenager. I wasn't necessarily in the middle of things, but I wanted to be in some ways. Although now I'm older and wiser, I'm really not down for that at all. It's fine. I'm definitely not a quiet wallflower, but I'm definitely not one that wants to be in front of everyone telling people what to do, you know. But it's over my adult years that I've learned to actually embrace the confidence that I do have, and realize when I'm in a situation where I'm not feeling too confident, realize the reasoning behind it. And honestly, I truly believe a lot of that reasoning goes back to our childhood experiences, possibly teenage years, and other things that make us the people that we are. So it's an interesting concept, confidence. I do, in some ways, believe that we choose whether we are confident or not. But I think we have to have a lot of self-insight to be able to make that choice. There are some people out there that appear confident on the surface. And I've got a really close friend of mine. She's very loud, and she's very sort of in your face sometimes. But I know that it's an act in some ways, because she's not always confident in every single situation. And so she hides behind that loudness to get her through situations where she feels uncomfortable. And this is the thing, we presume that people are XYZ, and it's judgmental. And it's natural as humans to have an element of judgment with people that we interact with situations we come across. But I think it's also important to have that self-insight to realize that you're doing it. Because if you don't have that insight, then you can turn into not a great person to be around, if that makes sense. So it's all self-development, isn't it? And it's about learning about yourself and learning where your boundaries are, where your confidence comes from, doing the things that will give you more confidence, hanging out with the people that are going to give you more confidence as well is absolutely key. If you're around people that continuously put you down, you are going to fall into whatever trap you might have had from childhood where you are not confident, if that's your, you know, if that's something that you struggle with. You're going to fall back into it because you're constantly being pushed back into that hole. But if you're around people that are building you up and they're enjoying whatever it is you're doing, they're enjoying time with you, they're enjoying listening to you, that learning from you, sharing experiences with you, makes you feel good, you know? So let me know your thoughts on this. And give us a comment, please. Follow, share, anything you like. Just let's share this message, because I think self-insight isn't something that everyone has, but I think it's so important that we need to realize that lots of behaviors come from ourselves, but we can also change those behaviors as well. So thank you very much for tuning in. If you found value in this podcast, please subscribe and share this with whoever you like. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.